AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is a time in our community that we all need to pull together.
That is the mayor of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Johnny Dupree. Two police officers there were shot and killed during a traffic stop. Three people are in custody. Two of them are charged with capital murder. Mayor Dupree says the community is grieving.
So we want to honor them as family members of our community. And want to pull together and make sure the family knows that we love them. We want to ask everybody to pray for this family. We want everybody to pray for police officers, not only here, but around the United States.
The Mississippi Department of Public Safety says one of the suspects left in the police cruiser after the shooting. The three were arrested later in different locations. Investigators in Mississippi aren't saying yet why the suspect's car was stopped by police. Tropical Storm Anna is over land in the Carolinas. David Zielinski at the National Hurricane Center says it is weakening.
We've already seen Anna weaken a little bit since moving inland, and we expect it to continue to weaken throughout the day. And in fact, the forecast calls for Anna to become a tropical depression before the end of the day today.
Anna's arrival comes well before the June 1st start of the Atlantic hurricane season. Severe weather in Texas has canceled about 200 flights today at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. There's already a tornado warning today for a part of Oklahoma. In Cisco, Texas, Cody Hoover was on the road. A suspected tornado hit that area.
Some pretty good sized hail started hitting my car, so and I just saw them, then it started getting bigger and bigger, and I did get up to almost, about orange size, I'd say.
Several tornadoes touched down yesterday in a rural area near Fort Worth, leaving one person dead. The number one movie at the box office, no surprise, The Avengers.
You believe in peace, then let us keep it.
I think you're confusing peace with quiet.
Avengers Age of Ultron is on top for the second weekend in a row. This is AP Radio News. Fresh avalanches in Nepal have stopped the search for bodies from last month's earthquake. So far, 120 bodies have been recovered from an area north of the capital, Kathmandu. It's still not clear how many people were buried in a village that was covered by a mudslide. The earthquake has killed more than 8,000 people in Nepal. The Shiite rebels in Yemen and their allies say they will accept a five-day ceasefire in the country. The AP's John Gambrell is in Cairo.
The ceasefire would begin on Tuesday. Now, also, the Saudis, the Yemeni rebels in the armed forces, as well as the Houthis, have all said that if any violence takes place, all are willing to break the ceasefire and immediately resume hostilities in this more than a month-long campaign.
The ceasefire was offered by a Saudi-led coalition to allow organizers to deliver aid to people who need it in Yemen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.